Lord, as we have read and heard these words from the disciple James, words that if we weren't nodding our head outside, we probably inside were saying, yes, that's true. Yeah, that's right. But Lord, sometimes it's hurtful and painful to admit that we see ourselves in Scripture, especially when it's corrective Scripture. Lord, we pray this day that our hearts and our minds may be open to receive a word from you that will help us not only this day, but will help us in our daily living. We ask this all in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever said something you wish you could take back? Perhaps it was words expressed in anger or gossip about someone that got back to the person that you never intended for them to hear about it, or even an offhand remark that was taken the wrong way. We're not alone. Many famous people, especially in the sports, entertainment, and political worlds, have been caught off guard by words they made. Oftentimes, they thought they were speaking privately, but later learned that a microphone was nearby and was turned on, receiving every word, which is now public. While some of these examples may make us smile, they are the exception. Many of these gaffes that go viral contain profane, sexist, racist, or combative language. They have ruined political campaigns, careers of reporters, and even strained international relations. It doesn't matter who we are, how much money, education, or status we have. We are all prone to putting our proverbial foot in our mouth. All of us have experienced the power of words. What we say can embarrass us, it can hurt others or us, and it can devastate relationships. This is the lesson today's scripture is trying to teach us. For example, a few examples. At a local restaurant, you've been chatting with a close friend about your relationship with a co-worker who annoys you. Suddenly, you notice one of the co-worker's closest friends is seated at a nearby table. How much of your complaints did she hear? During a text conversation with your best friend, you vent about your spouse's recent detachment and other shortcomings. A few minutes later, in a sudden moment of panic, you grab your phone to confirm that text indeed was sent to your friend and not to your spouse. While chatting after worship about a recent decision made by one of the church boards, with which you disagree, you notice another church member who appears to have been listening intently. Immediately, you begin reviewing the conversation in your mind, hoping you did not say anything that they might find insulting. These types of situations not only cause embarrassment, they can do real damage. Friendships are lost, marriages are strained, work environments are made uncomfortable, and church disputes become heated because of careless words. Once leaving our lips, our words are out of our control. They are like the examples of we can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, and the bell cannot be unrung, and the train has left the station. All those idioms, those sayings. Our words that may not go viral like some of the famous people's do, but they may go virus, infecting more people than we would care to know. Like a bit in a horse's mouth that James uses as an image, or the rudder of a ship, James teaches us that our tongues can lead us places we do not want to go. Then he reminds us that the damage can be far more catastrophic. As a tiny fire can grow out of control and destroy everything around it, so too can a careless word wreak havoc upon relationships and reputations. James' message in today's text is nothing more than a call to choose between words that hurt and words that heal. Larry David, co-creator of the iconic television show Seinfeld, and star and creator of Curb Your Enthusiasm, once attended a baseball game at Yankee Stadium. When they put his face up on the big screen, the crowd spontaneously stood and cheered for this hometown Brooklyn boy. Later that night, as he was leaving the stadium with his friends, things changed. Someone yelled from a passing car that David was terrible. His friends say that the accolades of 50,000 cheering fans paled in comparison to one loose tongue. The rest of the night, all he could think about was the one who did not like him. While Larry David is rather famously known to be neurotic, we get the idea. The power of negative words is enormous. We know that all too well. Despite all of our accomplishments in adulthood, a parent's careless word spoken 30, 50, or even 70 years ago can still sting. The uninformed opinion of a teacher still affects our decisions, even though we have a successful career. Although others have told us how gifted we are, a bad performance review, whether it was formal or even informal, still echoes years later. Those words are amplified in our hearts. In an honest moment, we would also confess that we've done the same to others. For example, an out-of-control moment with our children, and we may say something that may affect them for decades. Or those times when we said something we knew would push our spouse right over the edge. Or the mean words we said to a friend under the guise of honesty. But like a viral video of a famous person's gaffe or a small flame that grows into a raging fire, our words once spoken are out of our control. The damage can be devastating. But fortunately, our words can also be used to bless, as James notes in today's scripture. They can be used to bring healing to injured souls. Every word we speak falls into one of three categories. They're either emotionally hurtful, emotionally neutral, or emotionally healing. Because we use language to report or pass on information, much of our speech would fall into the emotionally neutral category. But we need to think about those other groups of words that we use. And where would we place the bulk of the other words that we speak? Are they emotionally hurtful and harmful? Or are they emotionally healing? Some of us might try to dismiss James's warnings in today's text about our words by noting that it addresses this admonition specifically to teachers. While we may not consider ourselves teachers, there are times when our words carry that kind of authenticity and authority. But as a parent, as a mentor, as a supervisor or a role model, we too have teaching roles. James might be saying that if the principle of conversational discretion applies to the general population, it applies even more to those who are teaching. If we expect those outside of the teaching profession to use their words wisely, then teachers themselves must be absolutely above reproach in terms of their speech patterns. Toward the end of this passage that Dave read earlier, James shifts metaphors and illustrates that our words tell the world something about our hearts. Like the fruit tells us about the tree, and the water downstream tells us about the source, our words say something about us. When we have assumed a teaching role, our words not only represent us, but our whole group, which sometimes is all of Christianity. Before posting or sharing, tweeting or chatting, we need to measure our words to be sure that we are representing Jesus Christ in the best way that we can. As our words have power to destroy, they also have the power to strengthen, to encourage, and to affirm those whom we love. Now, while Larry David may have missed the accolades of the faceless crowd of 50,000, the right words from the right person can do amazing things for us. The words of a parent who reminded us that we were still loved after getting dumped by our first boyfriend or girlfriend are remembered. The words of a mentor encouraging us to take that next step because they see our talent and ability still prod us along. The words, "I love you," from the lips of our spouse still have the ability to make our day, no matter what else is going on. And as the people of God, we are called to be those people for someone else. When we come together on a Sunday morning to praise God, to unite our voices in prayer, and together profess our faith through hymns, we are using our tongues in service to God. After worship, when we encourage one another over a cup of coffee or punch, we welcome a visitor, we catch up with someone we haven't seen in a few weeks, we are, in the words of James, sharing a blessing. But it does not stop there. When we compliment the work of someone we supervise at the office, when we offer a word of encouragement to someone who is supervising us, when we leave a note of appreciation for our waiter or waitress at the restaurant, when we compliment the youth and children in our church, which we don't have a lot of, but the few that we have, or the children and youth in our neighborhoods, when we do this, we are living out our calling as being followers of Jesus Christ. Our tongues are powerful tools. We must use our words wisely. Let us always speak in such a way that we never fear having the words come back and hurt us or others. Watch your tongue, James said. Watch your mouth. Watch your words. And may we do this always. Let's pray together. Lord, we must confess at times the words get out of our mouths before we can close our lips. Lord, we ask for forgiveness when we have hurt someone with our words. Lord, help us to be mindful of the power that we have within our speech, how we can hurt, but also how we can help, how we can heal situations and heal others. Lord, help us as followers of Christ to always be mindful of the words that we use and how we use them, so that we'll always be to strengthen and build and not to tear down or hurt. Lord, we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.